Okay, everybody good? Mr. Flynn, are you here for the duration?
I am here for the order, and then I have a check-in on another set of cases. So then I think Mark has a report on one of my cases too.
Okay, all right, well, I'm going to move right on here. So we are section four, number six, case 2362, regarding Lorna Landman, DVM, board may review status of ICVA species-specific companion animal medicine exam results completed as required by board order and Victoria.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. I'm just reporting that as required by Dr. Landman's order, she did complete the ICVA exam and she did pass. She's still not complete with her order, but that was just a kind of a stepstone along the way that we wanted you to be aware of.
Thank you. And thank you for, we saw the results, so I appreciate that. Moving on to section four, number seven, case 24104, regarding Scott Biskin, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with consent agreement. That was 4 hours in ethics, and there is a 4-hour course. Looks pretty excellent provided, so. Motion. I'll make a motion to approve the continuing education.
Second,
perfect. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right, approved. Case 2426 regarding Roger Chen, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on inquiry regarding approved continuing education plan. This was where we had approved one of the courses. He realized he took the whole course, got to the end to take the exam, and lo and behold, he had already taken that CE a period of time before, and so he couldn't take the exam. And now my understanding is that an exam really isn't part of, like, necessarily a requirement, so it's up to the board to accept that or accept him, submit his new submittal. Any thoughts?
I would be fine with accepting it.
Okay, everybody agrees? Okay, so you want to make a motion, Dr. Thompson?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the CE that was taken.
Second.
Previously approved. Perfect. Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, ayes have it, so that motion passes.
Madam Chair, just... Yep. Do we know that it wasn't part of the required CE that he counted that year is my first concern. And secondly, this is somewhat precedent setting in that if anybody wants approval of a class they've already taken and seeks board approval after they've taken it, we now have a case where we have done that.
Well, there's really not a way to know, understanding.
I understand what you're saying, but I think unless you're using it on the same renewal cycle, it doesn't really matter because we don't have a limitation on you can't take a fluids course every 2 years. I mean, you can take the same CE, I think, every single renewal cycle, but you can't use it twice during that renewal cycle or during a CE thing. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, what I was referring to is you can't count your CE for a consent agreement and your CE as part of your renewal.
Oh.
You can't count it as both.
Yeah, I think that's part of the boilerplate stuff that we have, right? When we send out the approval.
Yeah, that's what she's trying to say.
Oh, okay.
That's
that's a good point, though.
Okay. Makes sense. Noted. Thank you. Okay. Case 2461 regarding Ariana Adams, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with board order and may return license to active status. So there were two in diabetes, mellitus,
ma'am.
Exam, and one
trial. I move approval of the completed CE in compliance with report, the board order and return the license to active status.
Okay. Motion?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. I'm trying to keep track of time. Good. Let's see. Case 2415 regarding Hannah Schaefer, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with board order and may return license to active status, and that was in your supplement one.
All right, so we have 6 hours there. Was there a civil penalty on this one or anything?
There was not.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to accept the CE for 2415 and return license to active status.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. 2462 regarding Jared Dorsey, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order, also in supplement one.
Yeah, I looked through that and it looks like the respondent's in compliance. So I make a motion to accept the continuing education plan submitted.
Second, yeah.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. 23-148 regarding Heather Oyem. Board may read, discuss, and take action on practice monitor report submitted, and that is in supplement one.
And if you remember, this was a very complicated, long road of where we got to where we ended up. And just to recap, remember she used to have her own clinic that she shut down. Now she's working at two different hospitals. So we had to kind of pivot on the practice monitor. The board wanted her to retain the practice monitor to watch over what she's doing as well as her records. So primarily that's what the report is about her records. And I think the practice monitor had a question about, could she rotate between the two different hospitals? Is that okay with the board of where she's pulling records?
Hmm. Can the monitor get two different records, you mean?
Yeah,
the monitor is asking if she
like 1 month she looks at this hospital, the next she looks at the other hospital. Yeah. Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion for that then? Or, because that's gonna be modification, or is that really a modification?
It's not specifically in the consent agreement. I think that's
just our interpretation.
Just fine. Yeah.
So we'll just put it on record that we can do that.
That she can do that, and I'll tell her that.
Okay. Make that update to the practice monitor. Is that?
Yeah, I'll just notify the practice monitor that she could do the records that way. But I believe that she mostly found the records to be okay.
All right. Case 2439. Melanie, Blazius, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with consent agreement and may return license to active status. That is in supplement one.
And there was no civil penalty on this one. So there's no civil penalty on this one.
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
No. So yes. So we can make the motion.
All right. So I'll make a motion to accept the CE and return license active status for 2439.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Oh, and we have the written statement in there. Do I need to put that part of the motion? Because that was part of the CE. Yeah, so I'll amend my motion to also include that we got a written statement. Sorry.
Was that?
It's part of the consent agreement.
Okay.
where she talked about what she would do next time, how she remediated the issue. She voluntarily added that, I believe.
Well, Section 3 says, also prior to the end of the probationary period, respondent shall provide a written statement to the board. Yeah, so since that's part of it, I was like, I will amend my statement for that, or my motion for that.
Okay.
So amended, a motion, second is good?
Yes, okay. Second, yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes as amended. Okay, so 2410 regarding Lindsay Bierenbach, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action regarding request to reopen case as set forth in letter dated August 16th, 2024 from respondent. That was in your supplement too. I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Every time one comes to the house,